Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional web development and related services with globally competitive pricing. The title is Learning from Customers, the Most Valuable Feedback Loop in Business. Every business begins with assumptions. We assume we understand what customers need, what they value, and why they choose one product or service over another. But customers experience your business from a perspective you never can. Their questions, complaints, purchasing decisions, and even their silence can reveal what is working and what needs to change. That is why customer feedback is one of the most valuable sources of business intelligence available to any entrepreneur. What is a customer feedback loop? A customer feedback loop is the continuous process of collecting feedback, learning from it, making improvements, and observing how customers respond. The key word is continuous. Rather than conducting an occasional survey and forgetting about the results, successful businesses create an ongoing cycle. Listen, right pointing arrow, understand, right pointing arrow, act, right pointing arrow, measure, right pointing arrow, listen again. Over time, this helps a business become increasingly aligned with what its customers actually need. Listen beyond customer surveys. Formal surveys can be useful, but some of the best feedback happens naturally. Pay attention to questions customers repeatedly ask. Look at complaints, support requests, reviews, emails, and social media comments. Notice which services customers purchase most often and where potential customers abandon the buying process. Even a lost sale contains information. If several prospects ask the same question before deciding not to buy, there may be something unclear about your pricing, offering, or marketing message. Treat complaints as business intelligence. Nobody enjoys receiving complaints, but they can be extremely valuable. A customer who explains why something frustrated them may be identifying a problem that many other customers experience without saying anything. Instead of becoming defensive, ask what the complaint can teach you. The goal is not to change your business every time someone is unhappy. It is to identify patterns. When similar feedback appears repeatedly, it deserves closer attention. Turn customer feedback into experiments. Customer feedback should lead to action, but not necessarily massive changes. Test promising ideas on a small scale. If customers find your onboarding confusing, simplify it. If they repeatedly request a particular service, trial it with a few customers. If prospects misunderstand your pricing, experiment with clearer packages. Then measure the results. Did customers respond positively? Did sales improve? Did support requests decrease? Feedback becomes most valuable when it produces measurable learning. Close the feedback loop. One powerful step businesses often overlook is telling customers when their feedback has resulted in a change. A simple message such as, "Several customers asked for this, so we've introduced it," demonstrates that listening is more than a marketing claim. Customers who feel heard are also more likely to continue providing useful feedback. Make customer learning part of your business. The greatest advantage may not belong to the business that starts with the best idea. It may belong to the business that learns the fastest. Markets change. Customer expectations evolve. Competitors improve. A strong customer feedback loop gives your business a mechanism for adapting continuously. So pay attention to the questions, complaints, requests, and behaviors you encounter this week. Instead of seeing them as isolated interactions, ask, "What are our customers trying to teach us about our business?" The answer could point directly toward your next improvement or your next opportunity. Want to hear some more from the Webmobile blog? Please subscribe, like, and follow. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.